for Gretna started running the board, they were looking at a lot of things that people were interested in. And the preserving our farms was something they were asked about, so they did a task force on that, as they did a task force on water. But those were before my time.
I see. What do you think of the tactics that the Cane Creek Conservation Authority used? How did they try to fight against Arthur? Mostly in the courts.
Yeah, because it really had to be. Well, they tried to get public interest out there. They had their Cane Creek days and invited people out and had crafts and tours. But I'm not sure for the city person that came out that, unless they knew where they were coming and were a supporter, that they'd go out and have some fun and come back. But I don't think that this had a great deal to do. They were very effective in raising money and hanging in there with the courts. Mm. And they stuck for a long time. Mm. But when you're in a legal situation like that, you're just not really able to talk.
Yeah, that's really true. I suppose that's really true. I think they were very effective with raising funds, but I wonder if most of those funds came from the farm families themselves, or if a lot of the funds came from outside sources. I wonder if they were raising money from people in Chapel Hill, for instance.
Well, they never accounted for it, and I heard a whole lot of rumors, but I don't have anything specific that I would say. Mm. As far as I'm concerned, just that I just leave it that they raised it.
Oh, I see. Makes sense. You've been involved in Chapel Hill government now for over 10 years? Mm. More than that?
More 14, than that. 15 I've been years. Involved in government some way. I was on the alderman up until December of 77. And I resigned from there to go work for it. I didn't run again. I didn't resign. I didn't run again in 77, so I could go and work for the Department of Natural Resources and Community Development. And in that job, then I worked with counties and with the smaller municipalities all over the state, traveled all over, and got to know a lot of people. And, you know, I know a lot of people have said to me, particularly around here, how can a Yankee from New York say you know anything about county commissioning? Why? No, I don't know. I don't know why the county commissioners talk to me. But yeah. I did spend a lot of time with county commissioners and county commission problems and working them out with municipalities. And then when I had enough of that job, which I did, and once I learned all about how bureaucracy worked, that was enough. Then I really hadn't decided what I was going to do. And then I was appointed to the Board of Commissioners. I don't know how many people have been appointed first to two boards like that. But I guess I thought they needed my experience, and then I had to run right away. Mm-hmm. So I've had a variety of experience with local government and from different areas. And I hope that helps me in being able to see the different parts and being able to bring them together.
You must enjoy politics. What is it that you've enjoyed most? Do you remember any particular thing that you enjoyed accomplishing or that you've...
Well, I do enjoy some of the accomplishments, even though they're hard fought along the way. When you can look at, when I can see the center, the community center built up there off Plant Road and off University, Estes Drive, right down where it's available to buses and where it's not in anybody's community. Now, that's not where people wanted to build it. There was great force to put it out at Ephesus Church School on land that was out there. And I said, it's going to be a black and a white thing. And, oh, you're crazy. You know, that's not going to happen. Well, we build it there, not in anybody's neighborhood, and I like to have it, and I like to do it every time I see a bus go by, particularly when I see it filled up and students and the dynamics of their using it. We got that on the road. I think we gave good government. We moved in from not having any planning to learning about planning and building up a planning department. I see a lot of things in Chapel Hill, though I'm a little appalled at some of the things that are happening. And it's always been too rich a community, and it's turning into much more so.
Oh, I'm sorry, did you say rich?
Too rich a community, and it's provincially rich. And so I'm not as happy with as could be. As far as being a county commissioner, haven't been there that long. I'm real proud of the water protection that we've put in. I'm proud of some land use protection that we put in, that we've got enforcement going. I had to do a lot of yelling to do that. Our relationship with the school boards is much, much better, and will continue. I enjoy meeting and getting to know the people out in the more rural areas of the county. That takes a while.
It doesn't sound like you were terribly involved in politics before you came to Chapel Hill.
Well, I came from big cities, and so politics were a matter of every 4 years you got into it for the governor or the president or somebody like that. Yes, we were involved in politics and enjoyed it and really enjoyed going out, but it wasn't on the local level. We never even saw the local people. So it was more just getting them elected and then hoping to read they did a good job. But here, particularly when I first came here, politics was very personal. You could walk downtown almost any day and you could find the mayor and a few aldermen standing on street corner doing talking about things, and you could join right in the conversation. That's not true anymore. There are even a lot of people in town now that look at you funny if you walk down the street and say hello to them, which is not the way it ever used to be.
I see in articles that in the early 70s the big issue in Chapel Hill was growth, and if you look at papers today, the big issue is still growth.
Well, that's very true, and that's not unique to Chapel Hill either. You go down, wherever you go to visit, any place around this country, you can pick it up if you're an elected official and you see the same things going on. I used to be down in Florida for it, but because my father was down there and I had to take care of him. He's up here now. But I'd just get down there and open the papers, and they were going through exactly the same things and at exactly the same stages we are. We're not all that unique.
And I guess growth will still be the issue then 10 years from now.
Well, I suppose it will. You can't read the economic news the last couple of days. I don't know what's happened on that economic growth report and the employment report. It was supposed to be out yesterday, and then you put it out. They're trying to doctor up the figures to make them not look so bad. But, you know, it's going to depend about the economy and if we go into a big recession and how fast we build out.
Well, when you look at this whole spectrum, then, Cane Creek fits in as kind of a bad memory.
Oh, well, it's some of the days that you're talking about, Carl, are bad memories. But it's not even over yet, so how can it be a bad memory? but I don't look at that area, I don't look at that farming community as a bad memory. These are my constituents as county commissioners and ones that I feel very strongly about and work with very closely, and will do whatever I can to protect them and help them, and many of them turn to me as soon as something comes along. So, and many of them are taught for me in the election. So I don't feel that it's, that part is a bad memory.
Just those early days.
Yes.
And do you think if, Owosso and the county government was to start over again, that they would do it differently?
I would hope so.
I think everyone. Thanks very much for your
time. You're welcome. I really appreciated meeting you. I hope it's some help to you.